It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches. Because the way these ball players are hitting them... Yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Are you caring for an aging loved one? Are you a senior searching for answers? Welcome to Senior Care Live, a program dedicated to you, providing information, education, and resources for seniors and their caregivers. And now, America's Senior Care Consultant, Steve Kuecker.
Hello, and welcome to Senior Care Live. I'm Steve Kuecker, your senior care consultant, and I really appreciate you tuning in today. Today, we have a wonderful program on tap with my friend and special guest in studio, Mr. Ben Socek. He's the owner and operator of a wonderful company called Home Downsizing Solutions. And Ben, welcome back to Senior Care Live.
Thank you, Steve. Great to be back with everyone here. And as always, hopefully I can impart some great information that people will find valuable.
Absolutely. We are heard all around the country. And Ben, I'm not sure if we've talked here recently. We're newly in Anchorage, Alaska. So we may have to go up there, buy some houses in Anchorage, and then we added 6 stations in New York here very recently. So the list is growing, and we're all over the place. So really excited about that. If you want to reach out to Ben and the great team at Home Downsizing Solutions, here's the phone number. Be sure to write it down, 855-291-5005. That's 855-291-5005. Anywhere in the country, call that number. You'll reach Ben. And if you want to go online, it's an excellent website, homedownsizing.com. Homedownsizing.com. And Ben, let's remind the listeners of exactly what you offer as far as the service that and the way that you're able to help your clients.
Sure, Steve. What I and others have referred to is my company with buying houses in as-is condition, on the date of a seller's choice, in any condition, allowing a seller to move kind of when they want to, whether it's right away or staying in the house for 30, 60, 90 days, we're basically an easy button to sell a house.
Okay.
So if a person wants to avoid some or all of the challenges that can come with selling a house in a traditional manner and value those benefits we offer, then we can be a great solution for selling a house, especially when a person is transitioning to a senior living community or facility. We can make that process much easier by what we can help the seller with.
Okay. And so you can buy someone's house in as-is condition. And I want to unpack that a little bit more here in a little bit. But let's talk about the timing of trying to sell your house while at the same time you're wanting to move into a senior care community. You need to move into memory care. Maybe you want to downsize. You move into independent living apartment, maybe an assisted living apartment, maybe even long-term care. That can get a little bit tricky.
That's correct. And that's that catch 22 is what a lot of people that we work with and we can help overcome are dealing with that contact us. If there's one side in that, obviously the real estate market is still very good right now.
Yeah.
But one of the fears is if a person sells a house, they're going to have to move if it's a traditional sale to a traditional buyer. And a lot of communities have wait lists. And so where do you go for the time between selling a house and moving to where you really want to get to? On the other hand, if a house needs a lot of work, if maybe it's a hoarder house, there's a lot of stuff in the house.
Yep.
And maybe the family is out of the area where the parent or loved one is with the house, so they don't want to move into a senior community and leave a vacant house sitting there with who knows what will happen after that.
Yep.
And so in both of those situations, we can buy the house, but give the seller whatever leeway or flexibility they need or want to move when they want to. And in conjunction with that, take the things that they want to take with them, leave the things that they don't care about. We can make, we can facilitate contacting the auction companies or the estate sale companies to monetize the items in the house the best we can. And whatever doesn't sell or they don't want to move with them, we can just take care of when we buy the house.
Okay.
So we can solve all of those issues for a family. And again, to some families, those aren't of value, but to some other families, they're of great value. And those are the individuals that we can provide a service to.
Well, and it's like anything else. It doesn't, it's not the perfect fit for everyone, but it is the perfect fit for a lot of folks. So let's say your parent, your elderly loved one has lived in this house for 20, 30, 40, 50 years. We all accumulate stuff, and sometimes a lot of stuff. And I'm not a hoarder. Now, my wife might disagree with that, but you know, you have stuff that you accumulate, and you're not ready to throw away, or maybe you don't want to throw away, and so you have the stuff. And if you're leaning a little toward that aggressive collector type of a person, like my grandpa, you know, loved him to pieces, still love him. I don't know if he was a legitimate hoarder, but he was in the neighborhood. And so, you know, when we went over to clean out their house, when we were ready to sell the house, there was a lot of stuff. And I'll tell you what, if I would have known about Home Downsizing Solutions, now this is a long time ago before I met you, that's the first number I would have called.
Well, that would have been great, because we certainly could have helped you in that situation. And that's the exact type of person that we help and have helped for 25 plus years at this point. So yes, anything that we can do to make the transition to a new home, apartment, or senior living community as easy, and obviously we can't remove all the stress because we all know that there's a lot of stress making that transition, but at least we can take a lot of the stress that comes with the house and the real estate off the plate of the family.
Okay, and so let's say that someone, it's my understanding that some of the estate sale and auction companies, they're looking for a certain dollar amount of stuff that they can sell, and then they get their commission off of that for their work, and anything less than some sort of a threshold, they're going to turn away and not really want to deal with that. What do you do in the situation where someone has a house, they're wanting to sell it as is for cash, they want the convenience of all of that, but then they have stuff in the house, they don't want to deal with it. And it's not enough stuff to get the attention of a local company that can deal with the stuff. How would you address that situation?
If they still have what I would term good stuff, they just don't have what an estate sale company or auction company would call enough to make it worth their while.
Mm-hmm.
We can still maybe assist the estate sale or auction company in making it worth their while to come in and monetize those things so that we can maximize value for the family. And again, after the sale, then if there are things left in the house that normally the family would have to pay to remove, then that's part of our service, is we buy the house with anything left in it. So we still can kind of accommodate those situations and make it worthwhile to still monetize those items the best we can, or line up a charity that the family wants to donate some things to.
Mm-hmm.
So we do the best we can to accommodate all those situations.
All right. What are some of the examples of where you can help a client by purchasing their house as is?
Just one example, I guess, a very common thing is if a person, as you mentioned earlier, if a person has or family has lived in the house for 20, 30, 40 years, and literally we've ran into situations where the floor coverings are still 20, 30 years old.
You've got the green shag carpet.
Yep. We have the green shag carpet.
Yeah.
We have the pink plastic tiles in the bathroom on the walls. so, and understandably, if a person's in a house and they're comfortable, why spend a lot of money on it?
Yeah.
But certainly for resale purposes, most buyers are going to be looking for something not quite that dated.
Yeah.
And so we can certainly come in, buy the house, and if they've been there for 20, 30, 40 years, like you mentioned, they probably collected a lot of stuff that they don't need or use anymore, and we can take care of that without the family having to worry about that in any way.
All right. If that is resonating with you, if you're like, now, wait a minute, we have this house, we're getting ready to move, Mom. Maybe Mom has already moved and you're like, okay, what are we going to do with this house? She's lived in it for 30 or 40 years. You're overwhelmed. Maybe you live out of town and you would appreciate a service that would come in and just take care of this and just literally just send you the check or send you the money. Reach out to Ben Socheck with Home Downsizing Solutions at 855-291-5005. That's 855-291-5005. And you can also go online at homedownsizing.com. And we'll have more with Ben coming up here in just a moment. But first, the Senior Care Live question of the week. You can sell a house as is, even if it has foundation and roof issues. Is that statement true or false? What do you think?
You're listening to Senior Care Live on the Senior Care Broadcasting Network. For more information, visit SeniorCareLive.com. We'll have more with Steve coming up next.
Welcome back. You're listening to Senior Care Live on the Senior Care Broadcasting Network. For more information, go to SeniorCareLive.com. All right, back to the Senior Care Live question of the week. You can sell a house as is, even if it has foundation and roof issues. Is that statement true or false? And the answer is... The answer is true. Is that right, Ben?
That is absolutely correct.
It's kind of qualified, though, I think.
It is. And I think that's a good question because especially if a house has a roof that has been on there for a while, when a traditional buyer goes to purchase a house, they typically always want to get a loan, which is understandable.
Sure.
But one of the underwriting processes or the process of underwriting that loan, the appraiser will go out and they will identify potential deficiencies of the house. And so if a house has a roof that, depending on the lender, and depending on the insurance company, if it has less than a five-year, what they term a five-year life expectancy of that roof, they will not insure that roof or they will not write the loan on the roof. Same thing for a foundation. If the foundation has some issues with it, some deficiencies to it, the insurance company may not insure that house or the lender may not lend money on a house unless certain things are done to stabilize or correct those issues.
So that's why my insurance agent asked me when we got our new roof replaced or when they replaced the roof with the new roof. So, because
correct.
They're doing some calculation to make sure it has at least 5 years of life expectancy. I did not. I learned something new today.
Well, that's great. I'm glad I was able to bring that here today.
Yeah.
But again, there's different companies have different levels of scrutiny. But since a lot of the loans are written to guidelines so that they can sell the loans on the secondary market or be insured by the government, there's a lot of similarities to them. But the bottom line is the property has to be in a condition or a state of condition good enough for the lender to lend on the property and the insurance company to insure that property. Otherwise, they're not going to do that. And so if a person wants to sell a house in its as-is condition when it has those deficiencies to it, then you need a cash buyer for the most part, or a cash buyer is about the only option. Mm-hmm. And so that's why a company like Home Downsizing Solutions, we can buy houses like that because we don't count on going to a bank for a loan. We have access to cash and we don't need to worry about pleasing a lender or a third party with the type of house that we buy. That's why we specialize in working with houses that need things.
Well, and if you think about it, it actually makes sense that the bank wants to make sure that your roof is, you know, has at least 5 years left and some of the other issues that they look at, because they technically own that house. I mean, you're paying it back over a 10, 15, 30 year period of time, but they own the house. So they're not going to buy something that it's going to drastically fall in value or needs a lot of repair because that's just not the business they're in.
Correct. And especially if it's a loan where it's a 95 or 97% loan, which, again, there's still a lot of them out there, even after 2008 happened. There's still plenty of loans out there for first-time home buyers and others that are require a very small percent down. And so the lenders know that if the buyer or owner of the house, or soon-to-be owner of the house, can barely make the down payment, but if something major goes wrong with it, they're going to immediately have a financial hiccup. Mm-hmm. They don't want to lend on a situation like that, understandably. So they try and mitigate those issues so that they don't happen.
And especially when the bank then tries to package that loan and that property with some other properties and try to sell it to another lender, you have to have some quality there. Otherwise, they're not going to be able to resell it.
That's correct. All of that goes into play with that.
How are the mortgages doing these days? I've been reading some information in social media. I'm friends with a lot of lenders and people who are in the mortgage business and that sort of thing. And they're talking about some of the rates are starting to come down or at least level off. Do we have some? Is there sun on the horizon?
I have to admit, I haven't looked this week. From what I know from very recently, I guess. Yeah. I think we're in the high sixes as far as like a 30-year traditional mortgage. Mm-hmm. I think they have come off the 7% for great credit individuals.
Yeah.
But they're still very close to 7%. And so they haven't come down much from the recent highs, I guess is what I would say.
Okay. All right. And and there's still, you know, there's still a lack of inventory on the market, which means that the real estate market is still really hot. But if you have a house and you or your loved one, if you've lived in that for 20, 30, 40 years, and we have the green shag carpet and we have the gold appliances and the pink bathrooms and that sort of thing, nothing wrong with that. But you're going to have a really tough time trying to sell that on the retail market for this top value. If you're looking to move, you want the convenience, you want to sell the home as is for cash and just walk away, I would reach out to Ben Socheck with Home Downsizing Solutions, 855-291-5005, or online at homedownsizing.com. And Ben, how long does it take? So let's just say that someone says, you know what, this sounds like, this really makes sense. I'm interested in that. They give you a call. What's the process and how long does this take to turn around?
Sure. The process is basically if a person talks to us, contacts us on the phone or fills out one of the forms on the website, we would have a short conversation about some basics about the house, about their situation, about what they want to accomplish with the sale of the house so that I can understand how we can best help them in regards to the real estate. And then we would come out, take a look at the house, inspect it. And if we were able to do our research ahead of time, mm-hmm. before that appointment, to get a good idea of what the values are in the neighborhood, mm-hmm. then we should be able to provide an offer when we are at the house.
Okay.
And assuming a person likes our offer, then we would sign a purchase agreement, the initial paperwork. We would take that to the title company. We take care of all that. The seller doesn't need to worry about anything at that point.
Okay.
And as soon as the title company can check title and prepare closing paperwork, we can close. It doesn't mean a person has to move again that quickly.
Sure.
But usually within a week or less, depending on what a seller wants to see happen, we can close right away. And that way the seller knows that the house is sold and they can work on the other things that they need to worry about with their transition to their next yep. home or apartment and not worry about anything else with the house at that point.
So once you kind of check all the boxes, clear all the hurdles, and go through the whole process, which you handle, the person owning the house does not handle that. You handle all of that. Then is the proceeds that the money, is that wired into their account, or is there a check involved, or how does that work?
We wire funds to the title company at closing.
Okay.
And then because they're the third party, kind of a neutral party to make sure both sides get what they are supposed to be getting.
Gotcha.
And then the title company can wire the funds to the seller's account the same day. So they will have immediate access to the funds.
So you can turn this around very quickly if needed, but I think the key is if you need to stay in the house a little longer, you can do that and work that out with Ben Socek, owner and operator of Home Downsizing Solutions, 855-291-5005 or online at homedownsizing.com. And Ben, thanks so much for being here today. I really appreciate it. Great information as always.
Thank you, Steve, for letting me be here. And again, hopefully the listeners receive some value from me being here today. If I can help them, please let me know.
Absolutely, absolutely. All right, don't go away. We'll be right back.
You're listening to Senior Care Live on the Senior Care Broadcasting Network. Have a question? Visit SeniorCareLive.com. Stick around. We'll have more with Steve coming up next.
Welcome back. You're listening to Senior Care Live on the Senior Care Broadcasting Network. For podcasts of the program, go to SeniorCareLive.com or wherever you get your podcasts. All right, so we're going to shift gears here and talk about long-term care insurance. And I know that not enough people own long-term care insurance. And let me just say this. I don't think that long-term care insurance is an option any longer. The cost of senior care is skyrocketing right along with everything else. Why wouldn't it, right? So it's getting so expensive that I just don't think this is an option anymore. And I've met so many people, I don't know, I don't want to buy long-term care insurance. I mean, what if I don't use it? Well, let me give you a statistic. Over 70% of us, it may be closer to 75, depends on what research you look at, but at least 70% of us will need, require, and pay for long-term care at some point in our lives. So if you buy a long-term care insurance policy and you don't ever use it, congratulations, you just won the lottery. You're very, very, very fortunate. Now, the long-term care insurance industry is actually pretty smart because so many people say, well, what if I don't use it? I'm paying, you know, X dollars a month for this coverage. What if I don't use it? So now they are combining these policies with a life insurance benefit. I was going to say an insurance benefit. It's a life insurance benefit so that if you need the long-term care, it will pay out as ordered. As in the contract, whatever policy you signed up for, it'll pay out. If you never use it and then you pass away later on, then your beneficiaries will receive a lump sum amount, like just it's life insurance at that point. So you haven't thrown your money away. You have received something for your premium. So let's start to break this down. Long-term care insurance policies pay for senior care. All right, so they're going to pay for home care, they're going to pay for assisted living, and of course, they're going to pay for a nursing home or a long-term care community. All right, so that they're going to pay for all those sort of things. And let me just start to break this down here. So you have a few very, very important features of this policy that will make up your benefit. So this, first of all, there's something called an elimination period. And I don't know who made up elimination period. I don't know why they didn't call it a deductible. But the most common elimination period that I tend to see is 90 days. And that just means that for the first 90 days, you pay out of your pocket. And then on day 91 moving forward, then the long-term care insurance policy will start paying its daily benefit. Now, you can have a 30-day elimination period or a 60-day or a 0-day elimination period. But what that would do is just increase your premium. So you can have a 180-day elimination period and that would decrease your premium. So it's just like any other deductible, right? It works exactly the same way. The most common one, again, I see is 90 days. And then you have a daily benefit. And what that means is it will pay out X dollars per day. So I used to, this is the skyrocketing cost part. I used to recommend $200 a day. But that's when a nursing home was $6,000 a month. Then I used to recommend $250 a day benefit. That's when nursing homes were $7,500 a month. Now I'm recommending, if you can, I'm recommending a $300 per day benefit. And guess why? Because that will pay, at a majority of places, that will pay for your stay in a long-term care community, because it's around $9,000 a month now. I know, that's expensive, right? So now, if you have some funds and you can pay some towards your cost of care, maybe you can kick in $100 a day, and then maybe in combination with a long-term care insurance policy that would pay like $200 a day, you can cover it that way. So you can adjust this depending on your means. But if you want to be fully covered, I would recommend a $300 a day benefit. And then the term, I would recommend a 5-year term. And here's why. The average length of stay in assisted living is 2.5 years. And again, it depends on which report you look at and what research. But it's about 2.5 years. The average length of stay in long-term care, also known as a nursing home, is, guess what? About 2.5 years. So you put both of those together, and there is your 5-year term. Longer, I think if you could get one that has longer period, you know, six years, 8 years, whatever you want. Okay, whenever you can afford, that makes it more expensive. Okay, but I would recommend a 5-year term. That will cover you for kind of the statistical averages. And then this is not a, oh, it would be nice to have. Again, in my opinion, this is a gotta have. You gotta have an inflation rider on your policy. And what that means, typically it's a 5% inflation rider, which means that your $300 a day benefit every year bumps up 5%. 5% every year. Because if you own this policy for 15 or 20 years, that rate's going to double, and your policy would have kept up with the rising cost of senior care. Guess what the average cost increase is for most senior care communities? 3 to 5%. Recently, because of this out of control inflation, thank you very much, that we've all been suffering under, I've seen some 8 and 10 and even 15% increases because they had to catch up, had to cover their costs. Their costs were going crazy for everything, literally everything, and they had to raise it. Typically, though, you're going to see 3 to 5%. So if you have that 5% inflation rider 20 years later, you're still going to be able to pay for that long-term care, cost of care, or assisted living. Now, your policy, and this isn't a trivial thing, okay? And I just want to spend a couple of minutes on this, and you'll thank me later for this. Your policy must be a state partnership plan. Let me explain that. So, and hopefully I don't lose you here. Numbers on radio, sometimes they just doesn't work too well. Let's try it. Let's say your long-term care insurance policy pays out $200,000 for your care over a period of time. Okay, and then after that period of time, you need care at the nursing home level, at that long-term care level of care, And you've already used up all of the benefits of your long-term care insurance policy. And now, let's say you're out of money and you need to qualify for Medicaid. Okay, this is a very common situation. Listen closely. If your long-term care insurance policy is not a state partnership plan, you'll have to spend down your liquid assets to, and I'll just give you a couple of examples, down to $2,000 in the state of Kansas, down to $5,000 in the state of Missouri, and most other states that I've looked into and researched, they're somewhere in that neighborhood. I mean, you're broke. You're literally almost out of money. And then you qualify for Medicaid. So if your plan is not a state partnership plan, and for example, you live in Kansas, you spend your liquid assets down to $2,000, you qualify for Medicaid. Okay? If your long-term care insurance policy is a state partnership plan, guess what your spend down amount is? Your spend down amount of money that you can keep, all right, so without, you can keep $2,000 in Kansas. Now, you qualify for Medicaid, you can keep $202,000 in this example. Because by investing in a long-term care insurance policy, you have essentially protected, in this example, $200,000 of assets. So the state's saying, wait a minute now, if you wouldn't have had that $200,000 of coverage, we would have had to pay that $200,000 through Medicaid. So we'd like to say thank you very much. And because of that, let's say you have $300,000 of liquid assets. You don't have to spend that down to $2,000 to qualify for Medicaid. You can spend it down to $202,000. And therefore, you have protected, in this example, $200,000 of assets that you can leave to your family or use in any way that you want. How about that? So, make sure your long-term care insurance policy is a state partnership plan. And if it's confusing, just ask your insurance agent for it. You will thank me later. All right. Have a whole lot more coming up next.
You're listening to Senior Care Live on the Senior Care Broadcasting Network. To contact Steve or a guest on his show, visit SeniorCareLive.com. We'll have more coming up.
Welcome back. You're listening to Senior Care Live on the Senior Care Broadcasting Network. Have a question? Visit SeniorCareLive.com. All right, and just to put an exclamation point on that last segment. Oh, Steve, I don't want to invest in this policy, and it's just money. I don't know if I want to spend it, blah, blah, blah. And this long-term care insurance stuff. Well, let's say you spend $2,000 a year, and you invest it in your insurance policy for 20 years. Okay, that's $40,000, right? All right, so 2,000 times 20 is $40,000. And then let's say that you get the benefit of that policy spending, you know, paying out all of that money, a couple hundred thousand dollars. Then you're going to need Medicaid at some point in the future. You need long-term care. And you're able to hold on to $200,000 plus the normal state number of $2,000. So you're able to hold on to $202,000. Do you realize that you invested $40,000 to protect $200,000? And I don't know, if you do the math, I think that's a pretty good investment. So we'll have to ask my friend Bruce Glenn about that next week. So I'll have to run that by him. But I think any way you want to do that math, I think it's money well spent, and it's an excellent investment. And ultimately, it does protect your assets. All right, so I keep harping on this, but I also keep running into it. If you think you're going to have to move or need to move to a senior care community in the next 6 to 12 months, right now, and I mean right now, is the time to get out, do your homework, go through that search and selection process, get your name on a wait list right now. And I know I've been harping on this and I just have to keep doing it, because I'm running into more and more and more places that have longer and longer and longer waiting lists. Typically, we'll see the highest waiting list January through March, and then it drops off, tails down into the lowest demand during the summer. And this year, first time that I've seen this in over 20 years of operating senior care consulting, that demand has never started to decrease. In fact, I think it's increasing. So, I mean, we're past the halfway point of July, and it is not decreasing. I'm just seeing more and more and more places have waiting lists that are several months long. I contacted one place recently. They weren't in a big hurry to call me back, and now I know why. They're not in a big, they don't need any more business. Their waiting list is over a year long. It could be well over 12 months long. So I get this question all the time. How does a waiting list work? What are the rules in all of that? So here's how a waiting list works. So you get your name on the list, and sometimes they'll just add your name to the list. Sometimes they want a wait list deposit. They want to know that you are serious about being on the wait list. And some places might have like a $500 deposit. You might leave a check with them. A lot of times they'll just hold the check. It's refundable. If you should choose to not go there, or you go somewhere else, or for any reason you don't go there, they'll hand your check back, send it back, or shred it. And then some places will cash it and then just give you a refund. But the bottom line is you get your name on the wait list. And let's say you are like number five on the wait list. Okay, just for example, you could be anywhere. And let's say you work your way up to number one, and they give you a call, and they say, Mr. and Mrs. Smith, we have an apartment available for you. Are you ready to move? What if you're not ready to move? I think that's the biggest question. What if we're not ready to move? Do we keep our spot on the list? Are we penalized and kicked down to the bottom of the list, number 20? Or how does that work? So at least in the Kansas City area, I know of only one place that would actually, maybe two places. I think the second place quit this, but I do know of at least one place that will penalize you. Oh, you dirty scoundrel. Oh, how dare you not take our place? We're going to penalize you and kick you to the bottom of the list. It could be forever calling you back. So that's just a way to put pressure on you, which is that's not the way to work a wait list. I'll just tell you that. Not how you're supposed to do it. Here's the traditional, normal way to work a wait list. You work your way up to number one. Mr. and Mrs. Smith, are you ready to move? No, we're not quite ready to move. We're closer, but we're not quite there. Please keep in touch and let us know as apartments become available. Okay, no problem. You sit right there. They call number two. Number two said, I'm sorry, but my dad passed away and we'll no longer need your services. We're very sorry to hear that. We'll take you off the list. They'll call number three. Number three said, we got tired of waiting on you guys. We moved somewhere else. Take us off your list. Okay. All right. Thank you. They'll call number four. Number four said, we ended up moving my mom out to Arizona where we've got, you know, a couple of my brothers living out there. Nice and warm, and mom's in Arizona now. So, sorry, we forgot to call you. Just, yeah, go ahead and take her name off the list. All right, that's fine. Number five, this is what they do. They work their way down the list. Number five says, we'll take it. We want it. Thank you very much. So they got their apartment sooner than they expected. And this happens, this is very routine. Number six moves up to number two. Number seven moves up to number three. Number eight moves up to number four, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. Everybody moves up, but you set at number one. And then they will just keep calling you until the timing is right. They'll call you again in a month or two. Mr. and Mrs. Smith, we have an apartment available. Are you ready to move? Would you like the apartment? Would you like to stop by and take a look at it? It's got a great view, et cetera, et cetera. It's a two-bedroom like you requested. Oh, that sounds great. We're closer. We're getting a lot closer. We're just not quite ready to move. Give us a call. We're probably going to take your next one, but give us a call next time around. And so, again, they call two, three, four, five. They call down the list until someone takes it, then everybody else moves up a little bit. So it just depends on the timing. So you could be pretty far down on a wait list. And if the timing works out where people above you aren't quite ready to move or they've chosen another place, et cetera, you could get a call much sooner than expected. I've seen this happen all the time. Then they end up calling you a month or two later. Mr. and Mrs. Smith, we got an apartment. How's the timing for you? Ready to move? Yes, we'll take it. Boom. you got your apartment. That's how it works. And if you need help going through that search and selection process, objectively trying to make the best decision possible, get your name on a wait list, maybe a couple of different wait lists, give us a call at Senior Care Consulting at 913-945-2800. We'd be happy to help you answer any questions you might have. It's a great website. You can go online at seniorcareconsulting.com, and we can absolutely help you through that process. It would be my honor to work with you and your family. All right, I'm Steve Kuecker, and I wish you grace and peace. May God bless you and your family on this day and always. Join me next week right here on Senior Care Live.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes.
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or draft pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.